Hello again to everybody. Just a quick note, Rabbi Kahan actually mentioned to you a very interesting way of looking at it, what we were talking about today in reference to a automatic cutoff, to look at it like you made a bar nefashos. In other words, when there's a real shinei makom, right, with somebody, even though you might be taking the cup of coffee with you, you walk into your friend's house or whatever the case might be, and you're taking it with you. So it's not holchei drachim. You started drinking in your house, bekvias, you're sitting there, and then you change your mind and decide to go outside. So it becomes as though, as soon as you walk outside to go to your friend's house, just to give an example, there's many examples which we'll talk about, but that is as though a person made bar nefashos, an automatic bar nefashos. And as we know, when a person makes bar nefashos, it automatically cuts off the original bracha in general. There are some poskim, whatever, who disagree, but the general rule is if somebody makes a bar nefashos, it cuts off the original shahakal, let's say, in a case of coffee, and you need a new shahakal, even though a person's going to say, well, what do you mean? I'm holding the cup the whole time. It doesn't matter. If a person made a bar nefashos, they made a bar nefashos, and it's over, and now you need a new shahakal. So the fact that you're carrying it or you had it in mind, that's another way of looking at it. It would not help in all these instances because of the fact that it's as though Chazal told you, you made your bar nefashos, even though you didn't, but that's how it is, and you need a new shahakal in a case in time where it's a real shinei makom. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, baruch, kol tov.